The day's wrap of top business stories. Power Business.
Power Business with Kaya Sitole. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m.
Welcome back to the Tuesday evening edition of Power Business, the first one of February 2022. January is well and fully behind us. The Chief Justice interviews are carrying on. State Capture Commission is releasing reports. It's been a remarkably busy day, and we'll obviously be tracking all of those stories for you here on Power 987. But before then, there's also the very important question of trading in currencies. And still joining us on the line now, we are joined by Arno van Heerden, who's a co-founder and head of Standard Bank's Forex app. Arno, when people talk about Forex, there are anxieties because it looks like there's a whole lot of people that say they know how to do it and what to do. Tell us about Shift and what does it do specifically?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you very much for having me on the show. So Shift is an app. It's an app that's accessible to anyone. Anyone can download it from the iOS store or the Android store. And you simply download the app, register for the app, and it really helps you and guides you through the process of buying and selling foreign exchange and a whole lot of other things too.
The foreign exchange market, I imagine it's quite diverse and quite wide across the globe. What do we know about South Africans? Do we have a lot of people that say, I want to be able to trade on my own, or people still defer to going to the bank and saying, do it on your own and then just tell me what the profits or the losses are?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that certainly people are used to just having someone do it for them. That was the way that it used to work in the past because it used to be complicated. And a lot of people still do that. But now there are easier ways and you can do it yourself. And by doing it yourself, you're in control. And it's actually a lot more affordable than paying somebody else to do it on your behalf.
Talk us through some of the key things that one ought to be aware of in order for them to say, okay, I think I'm ready to now try and understand or try to sort of trade on my own. Because I imagine there's some things that you need to learn, some things you need to understand. In Tokyo, they wake up at a particular point in time. In New York, they wake up at a different point in time. All of those need to be well known by those that want to trade.
Absolutely. I think that the first thing you've got to understand is what do you want to do? So ultimately, what is your goal? Is it just, are you buying foreign exchange simply because you want to try and make money? Do you want to maybe use that foreign exchange and send it overseas? Or do you want to use it to buy something in America or to travel overseas? You can also use foreign exchange to invest in not just Forex markets, but you can also use the foreign exchange to invest in shares on the New York Stock Exchange or on the NASDAQ, for example. So if you want to buy Apple shares or Tesla shares, you're going to need Forex to help you get that done. So I think the first thing to do is to determine what exactly you want to do and what do you want to use the Forex for. And once you understand that, you'll be better positioned to move forward.
And I suppose for a lot of people over time, there's been the question of, well, even if I then say I want to trade, what are the rules and the regulations that I need to be aware of? I imagine it's not just open season where people can say, oh, I want to transfer $1,000 into that particular country. How is it all run?
Well, actually, there are rules and regulations. The South African Reserve Bank only lets individuals take and invest up to 1 million rand offshore annually. You can do more than that, but you need to understand that whatever you purchase is going to be reported to the South African Reserve Bank. But that's all done for you. It's an automatic thing that Shift does for you. You don't have to worry about that. We control the regulatory side of it. And so we make it as simple and easy and efficient as possible for ordinary people to just sign up and start trading. And we take the hassle out of that. So you don't have to worry about all the rules and regulations. We manage that for you.
The literacy and, I suppose, financial awareness dimension is also equally important, particularly when people are going to be trading in what is still a speculative market. Do you, as Shift, then give some tips on to say, wait, hold on, before you trade, just be aware, what does it mean when we say this, so that you cannot claim that you didn't know what you were doing?
Yes, we make it very clear to people that trading in Forex markets is risky. Trading in shares and equities can be risky. And so we try to guide people through it. Shift is not an app that is designed for trading. It is designed to help people get into foreign currency and to use that foreign currency for other matters. We really like to think of SHIFT as something that if you're traveling offshore, if you're buying something offshore, if you want to move money, you know, you need to move dollars to a bank account offshore. That's really the purpose of SHIFT. Trading is really around the share side of it. So although you can use SHIFT to trade foreign currency, it's not built for that purpose. It's built for the purpose of getting people access to foreign currency for doing other things, like I've mentioned, shopping, traveling, sending money offshore and buying shares offshore.
I suppose in a globalized world, it's very inevitable that a lot of us are eventually going to want to buy something in a foreign country, for example. So does SHIFT then sort of help us navigate through the process of saying, wait, I saw that particular item in that particular country. Can you guys help me buy it in a manner that doesn't leave me exposed with currency fluctuations?
Absolutely. That's exactly what SHIFT does. So to give you an example, I'll give you a basic one. Your Netflix subscription. Mm. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but your Netflix subscription or your Android subscription or when you buy something from iTunes, those are actually foreign currency transactions. And so you might think that they're locally based transactions, but you're actually making a payment in foreign currency to that payment, to that provider behind the scenes. What SHIFT does is that if you buy the dollars now, it secures the rates, and you're able to then, when you buy something for $5 or $10, you're actually paying $5 or $10. Whereas if you use, for example, a local credit card or debit card, you're actually paying significantly more than that, because there are a lot of bank charges and foreign exchange related charges that get added onto those purchases. And with SHIFT, you don't have the same issues.
And I think that's obviously an important distinction, huh?
Absolutely. And also, you know, as the rate fluctuates, if you buy US dollars or euros or pounds, that rate is guaranteed. So even if the rand does depreciate against the dollar, becomes weaker against the dollar, whatever money, whatever foreign currency you have put inside your SHIFT wallet is guaranteed at that rate. So for example, if you want to save up for traveling, but you're only going to travel in 6 months' time, you can start buying foreign currency at a really good rate. And if something happens and the rand all of a sudden depreciates, you don't have to worry about it, because the funds, the foreign currency has been secured at the time that you bought it.
It is linked to the Standard Bank app. Does that mean that only Standard Bank customers can use it, or is it open to anyone that says, I actually want to be able to understand this better?
Anyone can download and use SHIFT. You simply download the app and register. You don't have to have a Standard Bank account. You don't have to be on the Standard Bank app. It's available to anybody with an ID book or ID card over the age of 18.
Now, of course, for people that are not part of the Standard Bank network, I imagine there are some KYC protocols that are still required in order for a person to register. What are the things that I need to sort of have at the top of the table when I say I now want to download the app and register myself?
The only thing that you will need is a South African green barcoded ID, or the
we use
new
cards
ID
now.
Card.
We use cards now.
Or the ID card.
Yeah.
As long as you have one of those two documents, you're able to download and register for SHIFT. It's all done on the platform. It's all done digitally. You don't require to send anybody any paperwork.
Is it available on all the traditional platforms, Android, Google? What do I look for when I say I want to download this app?
Just go on and search for Get SHIFT or SHIFT with a Y, SHYFT, and you'll see it's got a big Standard Bank logo on the front. And you'll be able to download it. It's available on all the platforms.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Arno von Helden, the co-founder and head of Standard Bank's SHIFT Forex app. So if you want to be able to understand how you can start conducting transactions relating to foreign currency, it's definitely the type of app that you should be downloading. There are some insights and tips to educate you and assist you navigate through that particular journey. It is 6:30 p.m. Time for the latest Power News headlines with Bayanda Zibondi.